So we're doing a deep dive today into a report from the Broker Times, and it paints a, well, a pretty stark picture of what's coming on July 1st, 2026.
It really does.
If you're a mortgage broker, you already know AML. You've been living with anti-money laundering checks for years. It's a pain, but, you know, it gets done.
Right. But for your referral partners, we're talking real estate agents, conveyancers, accountants. This is a basically a foreign language. Mm. And this report argues their ignorance is about to become your problem.
Because of tranche two. We've all heard the term. But this is about the preparation gap. That's the window between enrollment opening on March 31 and the law hitting July 1. Why is that specific window so dangerous?
Well, because the broker is, for now, the only one in the transaction who really gets compliance. Think about it. Banks, brokers. We're tranche one veterans. We have systems.
Yeah, we're used to it.
But real estate agents have been, you know, operating as unregulated gatekeepers. And suddenly, in just a few months, they become fully liable recording entities.
Wow. So they're going from, I mean, they're going from zero to 100 overnight.
And that's where the report predicts transaction chaos. If your referral partner freezes up because they don't know how to run a check, that exchange freezes. The settlement fails.
Which brings us to what I think is the scariest part of this data. The 15-day rule. I had to read this twice. Mm-hmm. Real estate agents can legally wait to verify a buyer until 15 days after contracts exchange.
It sounds completely counterintuitive, doesn't it?
It sounds like a complete disaster just waiting to happen.
The legislation is trying to keep commerce moving, but here's the trap. You, the broker, get the loan approved. The agent, of course, rushes the exchange to lock in their commission.
Sure.
Then day 14 rolls around, they finally run the AML check, and boom, the buyer is flagged. Maybe a politically exposed person, maybe a fake ID.
And the deal's already in flight.
Exactly. The transaction collapses.
Yeah.
And who is the client going to be screaming at?
Usually the person who arranged the money.
Always.
Okay, so self-preservation. The report suggests a workaround called Section 38 Reliance. How does that actually work? Is it just like forwarding an email with a driver's license?
Definitely not. No, Section 38 is a very specific legal mechanism. It lets your partners rely on the safe harbor check you've already done, and it cures what's called verification fatigue.
Which every client would love. I mean, nobody wants to upload their passport to three different portals just to buy one house.
It positions the broker as the KYC hub. You verify once and you share that verified status, but, and this is a massive but, they can only rely on you if your tech stack is completely bulletproof.
So if I'm still doing manual ID checks or, you know, taking photocopies of licenses over a Zoom call,
then Section 38 is completely off the table for you. The report is very clear on this. Reliance needs portable identity standards. We're talking biometrics, liveness detection, tools like InfoTrack ID or ScanTech.
I see.
If your check is sloppy and an agent relies on it, that liability chain gets very messy very fast.
Speaking of liability, we should touch on aggregators. The report mentions a shift from designated business groups to reporting groups. Sounds like jargon, but does it actually change a broker's day-to-day?
Oh, fundamentally, yes. Under a reporting group, your aggregator becomes the lead entity, and that means they assume total liability for any compliance failures in the group.
So they stop being just a support network and start acting more like a regulator.
They have to. If you mess up, they're the ones answering to OSTRAC. You can absolutely expect them to start monitoring your files far more aggressively. Good enough, compliance is over.
It does feel like the walls are closing in a bit. But the takeaway here seems to be about leadership, right? You can either let your partners flail in July and watch deals die.
Or you can use Section 38 to verify the data for them. You become the solution to their biggest headache. You're not just finding the loan, you're de-risking the whole transaction. That's a powerful value proposition.
It turns a compliance burden into a real competitive advantage.
So
before we wrap up, what's the one thing sticking with you from this deep dive?
You know, for me, it's the global context. If you look at places like New Zealand or Canada, these regulations never, ever get looser. They only tighten. So my question is, if brokers don't master this reliance model now and prove we can be effective gatekeepers, will regulators come back in a tranche three and target brokers even more directly?
Oh, that is a sobering thought. If you aren't using biometric ID checks yet, now's probably the time to start looking. Thanks for listening to this deep dive.